This goes to Dr. Stebleton, S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N, fax 989-775-1640, regarding Clyde. Last name is Crequ, C-R-E-Q-U-E. Date of birth is 1/22/1943. Dear Dr. Stebleton, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Crequ with diabetic nephropathy, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and hematuria. His last visit was July 19th of 2021. He has been seeing a urologist and had a routine cystoscopy done within the last 6 months, and there has not been any cancer found during these cystoscopies with biopsies. And he states that he cannot see any visible blood in the urine currently. His last hemoglobin A1C was 7, so he believes sugar is fairly well controlled most of the time. His biggest problem is that he's having a lot of abdominal pain. Initially, he's constipated, and then generally, and that's usually in the morning and afternoon, and then by evening, he has very severe diarrhea. He's had an upper GI endoscopy that was normal and also a swallowing study that was also normal. And so they're not quite sure what to do next. He wonders if he needs a different gastroenterologist for further evaluation. That's the most bothersome problem he's having. He denies any nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, but he does have the bowel problems. He denies blood or melina in the stool. Urine is clearing up. No cloudiness noted, no chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or dyspnea, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed. I wanted to highlight the Lasix. He takes 40 milligram in the morning and 20 milligram in the evening, and he's also on maximum dose of lisinopril, 20 milligram twice a day. He does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, the only vital sign the patient could get for us today was his weight, and it was 251 pounds. And that's about a 9-pound decrease over the last 6 months. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 30th of 2021. Creatinine is 1.2. Generally, he runs between 0.8 and 0.9, but he does occasionally go higher than 1. 1:30 of 2019, he got up to 1.3, and then back down to 1 and 0.9. And July 10th of 2018, creatinine was 1.4. So he has been higher than 1 on occasion, but usually the creatinine will stabilize and decrease again. Hopefully that will happen when the level is rechecked also. And his calcium 9.5, albumin is 4, electrolytes are normal, hemoglobin 15.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy with proteinuria, hematuria being followed by urology, and hypertension. The patient is going to have lab studies repeated in January. I've sent him a special order to have them checked in January again. He's going to follow a low-salt diabetic diet, and he'll follow up with you for further evaluation of the bowel problems. And he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.